Okay, yeah, so this video I wanted to make, I started going into the last video about the whole Meghan Markle thing, and I didn't even know anything about it until this dude is an entrepreneur in cars. He was he brought it up, and like I had never even thought about it. I don't pay attention to stuff like this, but then he brought up, like, he was talking about it as like, man, like Prince Harry, like, see, that is a rough situation for any guy who has Prince in front of his name. That's gonna be a hard situation. Okay, because he was born into some type of status and some type of league, right? So he has no true understanding of female nature. I don't care how many girls he ran. See, and the reason I say he has no understanding of female nature is because, see, he's that rare exception of man who did not have to become. Because there's a saying, in fact, there's some entrepreneurs in cars. I didn't come up with this. Men have to become, women just are. Now, there are exceptions. Now, as the quote I took from Entrepreneurs in Cars, men have to become and women just are. Now, in the case of a prince, see, now he just was. He didn't have to become, you see. So that's even worse. That is worse for a man. And the age of when they met, it says she met him when she was 35. So I think he's like 3 years younger, 3 or 4 years. Yeah, man, like all of that math in my head is just equal out. It played out exactly how it should have played out. So the Prince Harry dude has no sense of true woman's nature because he was always Prince. You see what I'm saying? So like he was always wanted. You see what I'm saying? Like he didn't have to build that road up in life as a true man to remember those days when women didn't want him at all. And you know, he had to build himself up and work up from pretty much relatively nothing as an independent man into becoming something. He doesn't know any of this. He has no knowledge on this. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that, he was always born into money. So it's like he has no sense of reality of the core situation. So when this Meghan Markle thought, okay, first I want to start off with this. The only time a man should mess with a woman who's 30 is when he's 50 and up. That's the only time. If you are in that same age bracket, those women are completely dangerous to you. And the reason they're dangerous is because they know how to play, like I titled this video, they know how to play men like a fiddle because they've been playing with men's fiddle for the last 20 fucking years, and they learn how men like to be touched and reacted and moved. And they're gonna tell you, like, their whole game. Okay, a woman's whole game after 25 is gonna be sociopath, psychopath shit. You cannot trust a word they say, especially if she knows you got something. You cannot trust a word any of those thoughts say, especially, and she was 35 on top of that. Like, yeah, she had a little, I think the back, because I read to Meghan Markle's background, she had a little money. She wasn't a broke bitch, but she got in the world of a prince. You see what I'm saying? That's a whole nother echelon. So I already know. I can tell you, I already know exactly what happened. I can tell you what happened to a T. She went in that bit. All she was hoping for was that she can get him into a bedroom. And she knew that if she just jumped from the third story and landed flat on his dick with her fat ass and started shaking that shit and jiggling on his ass and let him spit and piss on her and all that type, she already knew. She knew, man. See, this is what I'm saying. This is why I say in other videos, women over 35, they're gonna be the best fucks. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. Because you know why? Because they've had 20, at least 20 years in practice. Oh, just on their own. That's not talking about talking it through with their friends and comparing facts and notes, because that's what they do when they hang out. They're comparing how to manipulate men. Their whole lives revolve around either manipulate men or try to figure out how to get some more money from a job or something like that. So it's like, this is why I say, man, look, those women, like, never ever consider marrying a woman who is over 30 I'd say at least until you're 50. And not because, like I said, not because you've learned the game more, but just because, let's say you just want to pump out some kids real quick because you're 50. You may maybe don't have any kids, or maybe you have kids and you want one more. Those women are usually down. And, like, they'll have a kid within the first year. Like, it takes 9 months to have a baby, make a baby. And she'll pop out a baby within the first year. But you, when she's 30 and 35, that's why I'm pretty sure that's what happened with the Meghan Markle shit. Like Meghan, like, Prince Harry, man. Like, see, that whole thing was just hook, line, and sinker. Because, see, that's another thing. See, women in these age brackets, because I'm 33, women in these age brackets, see, they love to prey on established men who don't know what they're truly worth yet. And this is the prime age that women know to do this. Because, like I said, because in these ages, when they're 30, 35, they don't, okay, because they would go after 50-year-old men a lot more. But see, the thing is, see, 50-year-old men just look older, and a lot of women are still in that. A lot of women can still be in that self-conscious, I don't want my friends to think I'm just sucking his dick for money type thing. So they want somebody, an established man who's like on their level. Now, they're still going to suck his dick for money, but it's going to look better in pictures. You see what I'm saying? So, like, this is why when they hit 33, 34, 35, they're usually looking for a man who's between 27 to 35, 36, 37. They're looking for that same. That's why they're looking for men in that age area, in that age group. You see, because see, a lot of times, see, these men don't know what they're worth, and see, and especially in the early 30s, we're just coming into being wanted. So we were used to pretty much the first 25, 26 years of life being completely worthless, never receiving compliments. Nobody wants us around. We got to pull teeth to get anything done. So by the time we're hitting 27, 28, 29, the slightest bit of affection, and we're just gone hook, line, and sinker, also known as Prince Harry. To an extent, Prince, that demographic of man. So she said, like, see, women see that, and they know, girl, I'm going to get him. And they just, if they can get him in that bedroom and just do the most filthiest acts known to man, see, that is her tactic to get a man who does not see this coming. See, I've grown into it. I can see it come, partly because my brief background was my first girlfriend was a stripper, and she was a beautiful stripper. And the weird part was she would actually hunt me down. I learned a lot of Fox game early on. And I still got my heart broke. But that was my first girlfriend. It was like, she was 25. She was a stripper. And man, like, I witnessed so much by being with her. Like, I witnessed how men react, what men will do for her. They chase her all the time. Like, I witnessed it. I seen it. See, like, and a lot of guys don't get that same experience. And like I said, and I still got my heart broke, you know, even though it was my first rodeo, but I was still fucked up. But that's just to say, like I can see that coming, you see. So now, like, see, a lot of 30-year-old women, they won't really see, like, they'll like me initially, because I told you how my game is in the world. My game in the world is I'm naturally a loyal, nice guy, right? So how I undercut that in the humbling women is, because I can't hold it in. I'm just naturally like a giving guy. Like, I'll just buy your dinner for you, just because I felt like it. If I'm hanging out with a guy or a girl, I'll just pay for the night. Like, it's just me. So, but with women, that doesn't appeal if you're trying to fuck. So, because like I said, when to appeal to a woman, you got to hurt their self-esteem to make them horny, pretty much. So how I undercut it is I'd never text, never call. Just wait till I see him again, unnaturally. Because then that puts him into a whole thing of, well, I don't know if he likes me, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then it slowly starts chipping them down. And then they're like ready to fuck all the time. But back to the story, man. Like, Meghan Markle, that is some unbelievable shit. And not only that, I seen an article where she even told him that she can't stick with nothing for longer than 2 years. Like, see, he is just falling for this shit hook, line, and sinker. Like, first off, I wouldn't talk to her if she was 35. Flat out. Well, okay, let me say this. I probably would have fucked her because she's a good-looking 35-year-old. Okay, but like I said, see, I've learned throughout time. First off, if a woman is single or she's been bouncing through men and she is now 35, there is a reason why she's bouncing through men. Unless they're dying of natural causes like, you know, cancer and heart attack, shit like that, there is a reason why, and it's never a good look on her. Either one, she's so crazy that men keep just leaving her for no reason, even though she looks that good. Or two, she cannot settle for any man and she's just forever damaged. Okay. And the three is which the anomaly is, like I said, the husbands died from natural causes, the spouses died from natural causes. If she's 35 and she's still bouncing around like this, that is a flat red flag immediately, number one. I don't care if she's the baddest bitch on the planet. She immediately falls into that category with me. Like, I don't care. She immediately, off the top, right there, right then and there, okay? Secondly, like I said, I already know how the game played on. Like, it's almost like religion. It's like religion. Women, what women walk in the world are almost like how religions are in the world. And if you look into religions, it usually goes on this same typical course. And if you're religious, this is where I'm going with it. Religions usually go on this same typical course. Within the first 10 pages of a massive book, they're going to throw some completely ridiculous bullshit at you. Motherfuckers created shit from dust. A fucking kid got his head cut off and we got replaced with an elephant head. You know, they're going to throw some off the wall shit real quick at you, right? It's like with being a woman, it's going to be 35, consistently single, but she looks that good. That's her ridiculous shit. Now, with the religion, if they figure if they can get away if they can keep your attention, even though they just threw some immediate bullshit in your face, oh, they got you hooked after that, because they really can't even top it because it was so ridiculous to start out with. You see what I'm saying? And see, that's where these Meghan Markle bitches end up. See, them just walking around 30 and up because chronically single, can't never stay with one solid man. That is the sign. Like, they are fucked up right there. You see, like, it's right there in front of your face. You see, the ex-husband didn't die of any chronic disease. And like I said, now there are situations where she might have got with a man and they genuinely didn't make it, and you know, whatever. But see, Meghan Markle, she's already been on record of bouncing from cock to cock to cock to cock to cock. And those are just the cocks she's telling you about. These are not the cocks that, you know, the one night stands, the guys who weren't good at sex, you know, the trips to, you know, exotic places. These are not counting those cocks. So she has chronically been doing this. You see what I'm saying? And see, but Prince Harry being 31, 32, oh, she's pretty. She slobbed on my dick, right? And she agrees with everything I say. I'll marry her. Like, you see, like, she knew what she was doing. She knew. Okay, I guarantee if she were to hear me talk, she would get a glass of wine in her and play my video in front of her, and she could be like, this motherfucker's right. I promise you, I would bet my dick and balls on it. And if I was wrong, you could chop them off. You could whap. I know it. Because, like, see, women are not dumb when it comes. But see, the thing, women are not dumb. Women just always want to be second. That's their thing. Like, women are very smart when it comes to these interpersonal relationships and who's doing what and why for what reason. They know. You see, and then, like I said, the only time they get hurt is when they run across somebody who was badder in it than them, which is usually somebody like me. Like, for instance, like that there's this video of this gold digger who she met a guy on Tinder, and he claimed to be like a diamond dealer or something like that. And she was a gold digger. She got with him, and then he asked her for like $200,000 over, like, you know, a course of time of her, and then just bounced. See, when they meet that guy who was better at the game than they were, see, then they're like destroyed. That's when they got to go to insane asylums and all that shit. Cause they're not used to guys. They're not used to existing with the guy that long and not being able to manipulate him and end up on the winning end, on the winning edge at the end. You see what I'm saying? Now, with guys like me, women like that usually grow to hate guys like me, because we pretty much make it clear from the start with women who are like strong like that about it, or like the Meghan Markles. So like Meghan Markle would not want to sit in the same room with me immediately. Okay, because how I walk in a room, she's going to know that this guy is not going to fall for my bullshit. I got a like case like that going on with a buddy of mine right now back in the U.S. Every girlfriend he's ever brought around me, like, they wanted to fuck me. And a lot of times they even came to me first. But they are naturally uncomfortable around me because with him, they know they can manipulate that and get shit out of him. So they like that. But they come in that room with me, they don't like to be in the same room with me for too long. And with guys like me, see, women like that, those like severe manipulators, like those Meghan Markle bitches, they don't like guys like us who know what the fuck we are. You see what I'm saying? And stand by this shit through thick and thin. They hate men like us. And the worst part about that Meghan Markle, see, the icing on the cake from what I got out that Meghan Markle shit was, this motherfucker is going to leave the family. He going to leave that royal family shit. I don't give a fuck if that royal family is hooked on heroin. Look, you are part of that royal. You don't leave no family for no bitch. All right, period. You don't do that. I don't care why. Especially some 35-year-old thought. Hell, she planted that pussy on him right. I'm telling you. She planted that pussy on him right. And she is running back laughing with her girlfriends. Just having a ball. I know it. I'm telling. And he's just... Yeah, well, Mrs. Megan, better respect her. She is laughing at that shit, hook, line, and sinker. I'm telling, because she, and then she had a baby with him. Oh, she, wowzers. I'm telling you, man, like, she knows, she knew exactly what she was going to do from jump. It was just a hope that she could turn him out. And I'm telling you, man, oh my God, and see, watch, when Prince Harry wakes up, because I hope he'll, I don't know, because he's born and he's a prince. So he really don't have to wake up. He has nothing to really risk to lose overall. He could throw a few million and forget that. But if he grows up and watches, I guarantee you, he will admit to you at that exact moment when all that shit started going south, as far as her slowly taking over all that shit, to the point where he's getting ready to leave the royal family because he done got, because this bitch slobbed on his knob the right way a few times. It's unbelievable, man. Like, I am just, like, the game, like, it never ends, man. The game never ends. But Megan, like, I get, like, because I already know she, God, Meghan Markle is sitting up having a fucking field day with her friends. They are just laughing it up. Just, it's unbelievable. And see, but see, that the messed up part is, see, she's going to give hope to other 35-year-old bitches that they can go out there and do the same thing. And see, that's where, you know, women like, see, and see, that this is why women at 35 will have these ridiculously high standards now, because they'll read stories like her and think that they can go out there and do the same thing. And they can't. That's an anomaly of a case. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, that's just horrible. It's just so funny. Like, you can't see my emotions right now, but it's so funny and sad at the same time. Like, I want to cry because it's so sad, but it's so funny because, like, when you can see the game, you know the game, they can't pull it on you anymore. Like, it's one of those things, like, once you see it, you can't unsee it anymore. Like I said, man, the only time a man should ever get anywhere near deeply involved with a woman who's 30 and up is usually I say when he's about 45, 50-ish, that's when you should, like, take a woman at 30 serious. But even then, like, just remember their nature. Just remember it, man. Just know it and remember that shit. Like, don't, like, that Disney shit, I found a unicorn. Like, I'm telling you, watch, Prince Harry, he's getting ready to get that unicorn. He's going to get that unicorn right up his asshole. He's going to get that horn right up his asshole. Because, like, oh, my God. He's going to get that shit hard. Because, see, now she has a baby by a prince. So she's gone up in tier of woman, in tier of class of women that she's going to be with, in a tier class of men she's going to be with. That was the whole, because she wasn't a slouch before. She was relatively successful before. But what do all women want? They want more and more powerful men. It's just, it's in their nature. But man, like, that is just, she's not a bad looking girl. I'll give her that. She's not, but I mean, I know where I would immediately classify her because she's over 30. That's just me. Like, and I've seen the game, I've known the game, and I've been a victim and a winner in the game. Like, so I can't fall for it. Yeah, I just can't fall for it anymore. But yeah, I just hope this, man. And I'm gonna leave off with this. I hope Prince Harry is not so pussy whip, is not so pussy controlled that he ends up killing himself when she fucking takes off with the baby and disappears. I just hope he's not so in control and be. I hope he's just it's not so controlled under pussy that he ends up killing himself. Because a lot of guys do that shit, man. Like, because they can't outgrow their whole fantasy world of being with the woman and the child and the kid. And a lot of guys, they end up killing themselves because they mentally didn't understand women's nature from the start. They didn't understand it when they got with the woman. They didn't understand it when it was over. And a lot of guys, man, they end up just self-destructing. And I just hope he doesn't end up like that guy.